You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Wednesday, July 9th. And this week, presidential hopefuls Barack Obama and John McCain were speaking to Latino voters. Yesterday, they were at the nation's oldest Latino advocacy group conference in D.C. And that's just one of the three major stops at large Latino gatherings this summer. Come November, Latinos could be a key bloc in swing states. Fernando Pizarro was covering the event yesterday for the Univision Television Group, and he joins us now. Good morning, Fernando.
Hi, good morning, Adora.
How did they do yesterday, talking about the economy and immigration? Let's start with John McCain. I understand he got a standing ovation.
He did. Just as you said before, this is the second of three appearances both candidates will make basically within 3 weeks. They will be at the convention of the National Council of La Raza next week. McCain, I believe, is speaking on Monday, and Obama is speaking on Sunday. On June 28th, they spoke at NALEO, which is the National Association of Latino and Elected and Appointed Officials. But yesterday, McCain did get a standing ovation, so did Obama. The good thing for McCain is that, unfortunately, at the NALEO appearance, there were some people from Code Pink who got in, and somehow, in spite of all the Secret Service security and, I guess, accreditation that NALEO had arranged, and they did heckle them, heckle McCain a couple of times at least back in June 28th. But this does not happen yesterday. And McCain, apparently he did a good job. He talked about patriotism. He compared about, he remembered when he was a prisoner of war that he had a one of his other prisoners of war that he was with him was also a Latino.
And he certainly did talk about immigration. Let's hear a bit of his speech.
Many Americans, with good cause, didn't believe us when we said we would secure our borders, so we failed in our efforts. We must prove to them that we can and will secure our borders first, while respecting the dignity and rights of citizens and legal residents of the United States of America.
Fernando, one of the criticisms that you often hear about mainstream politicians is that when they go to a group like African Americans or Latino, they sort of treat the group as one group with one interest. McCain talking about immigration in this audience, was it the thing that everyone cared about the most, or was he really speaking to some people more than others?
Well, you're right. There is this conception that Latinos right now, all they care about is immigration. And the thing is that poll after poll, including polls made up by Latino groups like NALEO a few weeks ago, come up with the issue that immigration is only one of the priorities. And the same has happened in previous elections. The same happened in 2004 when, let's say, immigration wasn't at the forefront of American politics, but it was important for Latinos at the time. And the same happened yesterday. McCain talked a lot about immigration, so did Obama. McCain did admit, and we had a one-on-one with him later, together with a couple of other of our competitors. And we had one with Obama 2 weeks ago. And he did admit that with Senator Kennedy, they had failed twice in passing immigration reform. He did talk again about border security. So at least he's not, in a way, talking only about immigration reform. He is putting out his message that border security must come first. He says that the governors have the ability to certify that the borders have been secured, and then we can proceed to immigration reform.
But so he really went in depth on how he sees immigration reform should be handled, as did Obama. And Obama made another point that is often talked about. Let's listen to a bit of his speech.
This election could well be decided by Latino voters.
Now, Fernando, you've been covering politics since 1992, and every couple of years we hear that this is the year that the Latino vote is going to make a difference. But this year, the Latino vote could be decisive in some of the swing states like Colorado and New Mexico and Nevada. What's your take?
Well, yeah, you know, we've been hearing this, the Latino vote, for so long. And back in 2004, we heard the same thing, that the Latino vote was going to be a big deal. I mean, we could say that maybe we all know that Bush got a lot of the Latino vote in 2000 and 2004. There are some signs, however, that this year could be different. As you may know, there are a lot of campaigns, especially after the immigration marches in 2006 and after the immigration reform failed in 2007, to make a lot of, there are approximately 8 million eligible permanent residents who are not American citizens yet. And there have been enormous campaigns by some of these same groups, by LULAC, La Raza, Naleo, including sponsored by our own company, to make them to make them become citizens.
Well, certainly there are turnout issues that are going to make this more critical. But I'm wondering if you could tell me how, you know, you alluded earlier to how the group is different, that it's not like simply Latino voters, that there are various kinds of issues. Do different issues bear differently in different swing states? And how is that likely to play, you know, between now and November?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I would say probably border states care more about immigration, even though, as you well know, immigration is basically filtering everywhere now, and it's becoming a top issue everywhere. But everybody says that the economy right now is the number one issue, followed by the Iraq War. So basically, we're seeing very, very few differences if we compare it with the priorities of the Latino vote back in 2004. But the question that I have, for instance, in these appearances is, how relevant are these appearances for the regular, I don't want to say the regular Joe, but let's say the regular Juan or Juanita voter out there? I mean, how important are these appearances? Because the Naleo, for instance, is a very limited group of elected and appointed officials. We go from senators to regular school board members who attend.
Fernando, my guess would be that you don't necessarily think it's terribly relevant. We just have a few seconds left.
That's right. I don't necessarily think it may be completely relevant, or that the regular voter may actually get to see these speeches and hear what the candidates have to say.
Fernando Pizarro, Washington correspondent for the Univision Television Group. Thank you for joining us.
That's the takeaway. Regular Juan and Juanita.
Juanita, we have.